Started out Friday night hearing about thoughts, and I think I'm probably the only one sitting here in this room that has spent time these last few days being mad at baboons. So you say, well, I'd like to talk a little bit about baboons, but we'll get to that in a minute, and maybe how it relates to what we've been hearing. I could set the scene for a few minutes. We're going to go to a school in the south central part of Kenya, Kenji School. It's an area that in 2024, that part of East Africa was going through a tremendous problem with drought. The United Nations calculated that someone was dying on average every 36 seconds because of the drought. There was a difficulty with grain coming out of Ukraine because of the war. Estimate that about 2 million cows died because of the drought. And so, in this area, it's close to the Masai Mara National Park, and there's a school, the Kenji School, a school of about 700 students, the headmaster, most of the teachers, even though it's a public school, and most of the parents on the school board are believers. The school has a difficulty because of its location. The difficulty of the school is this, that sometimes they have to cancel recess. Why do they have to cancel recess? Well, I don't think any of the boys or girls who were sitting on the front row today have their recesses canceled for the same reason of this school, but they've decided that it's not a good idea to send the children out to play if there are lions, elephants, or wild buffalo in the property of the school. So it's a little bit different circumstance than what most of us face. And so there was a fence around the school, and one of the gatherings represented here by some brethren, some have already headed toward home, helped put up an electric fence around the school to keep those animals out and also to keep some bad men out that who would come in and attack some of the girls. And so with that happening and with the small stream running beside the school, the thought was, well, okay, now we can plant some corn because they don't grow crops in the area because of the animals and because of the drought. But there's a way of farming, they call it farming God's way, with some very specific things that are different, where you actually take different holes and you put cow manure in the bottom of it and then some soil and then some seeds and then some more soil and you put a mulch on top. So in January, it was set up with these children in the school to plant a test garden. Everything was going very well. And it was coming up to harvest time. And why am I mad at baboons? Because I wrote Evan, the teacher, who's over the project, and Evan a few days ago, and I said, you know, Evan, how are things going? You know, it's because the pictures a few weeks ago showed like things should be very ready. Evan said, they destroyed everything last night. So I called a brother William, another brother there, and I said, well, how did they get in? What did they do? And he said, well, the baboons and the monkeys, they can jump on top of the post because this electric fence would keep the elephants and the lions and the wild buffalo out. They jump on top of the post, jump in, and they do it. They get the crops and they completely destroy it. So that's why I'm mad at the baboons. And so I thought, well, you know, I can be mad at the baboons. So what was the answer? I said, well, we need to find an answer. We need to do something to be able to help them so that they can come back and plant. Because Evan is saying, what do I say to the students? You know, the plan was to go to 6 or 7 acres of corn and other things to help meet some of the basic food needs. And then I started to think, oh, they left something unprotected. And in my own life, what things have I left unprotected in my thoughts? I'd like to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We don't have much time. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Just read a few verses at the beginning of the chapter. Now I, Paul, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Let's stop there for a minute. The Apostle Paul, just like you and I, did not have the opportunity to walk with the Lord Jesus as a man while on earth. And so most of his things, most of his presentation was presenting Christ as the ascended Christ. Peter, James, John, many had that opportunity to observe the Lord, but we have an example. He left it. It was something. We have it in the Word of God. He knew the Savior. He knew the Lord. And so just something about thoughts. Many years ago, a brother known to some of us, Armistead Berry, with the Lord for a long time, was speaking at a conference, and remember something very distinct that he said. He said, you know, when I read through the Bible, he said, I try to read the historic books and the prophetic books and the poetic books and the Gospels and the Epistles, but he said, if I don't have much time in a day, he said, the one place that I try to read is in the Gospels. Why? Because he said, I need to have the Lord Jesus put before me. And so I'm saying to the students here, you say, well, you know, it's busy. You got homework, you got tests, you got lab reports, you got everything else. It doesn't take more than 5 or 6 minutes to at least read a gospel. That's where our thoughts need to start, fixing on the Lord Jesus. It says, who in presence of gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. He was having to defend his apostleship before them. Verse 2. But I beseech you that I may be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherein I think to be bold against some, which think of me as if we walked according to the flesh. For we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. And so verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, for pulling down the strongholds. We live in a world where it's so easy because we have such access to information. We have our cell phones in so many different ways that bring us inputs from every direction. And one of the difficulties is those inputs come in so easy. Is our thoughts being formed by that or by the Word of God that we have on our hands and our laps in front of us? The thoughts in from the political world, the science world, the economic world, the moral world, are so often impinging on the lives of those of us who are believers that we leave sometimes things unprotected. And so just like this school kept out the lions, kept out the wild buffaloes, kept out the elephants, but they didn't keep out the baboons. You know, baboons are kind of I like animals. We love dogs. I don't particularly like baboons. And you don't see baboons in this part of the world unless you're in a zoo. But baboons have some characteristics that they'll eat anything. And they'll go in anywhere if they can steal food to get it. They'll go in through incredible. They're intelligent. They move fast. Fastest man who's ever been recorded running ran almost 28 miles an hour. Usain Bolt, the famous sprinter from Jamaica, a baboon can run 35 miles an hour if they're a fast one. So, the enemies we have can outrun us. Our flesh, the world system, Satan, can outrun us. And so we can't do the things in dependence upon ourselves. And so, yeah, we have these strongholds, these things that come and present themselves before us. And so often I see, and it happens in my own life, I recognize things that, thinking about these baboons these days, where I need to put up something else in addition in my own mind to prevent the things, the thoughts that come in and confuse and contaminate my own thinking. And so these are the strongholds. So what's it say in verse 5? Like we started this meeting, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. It has to start inside. Not by being occupied with ourselves more than to judge ourselves. The obedience, and I recognize in thinking about these baboons that have made me mad the last few days, that I've had areas in my own life, my own thoughts, that I need to put up a better defense by going back before the Lord and getting in His presence. And so what has to be done at this school? Well, the only alternative, and I think it would work, and an hour ago I was talking to a brother in Kenya, you know, it was to, a little more than an hour ago, but is to take one of these coiled wires and put it on top of the other thing, and then the bamboo, then the baboons would probably have a hard time getting in. What's missing in the defense in your life and my life? Bring our thoughts into captivity to the Lord. You know, baboons, if you were to leave Nairobi, go along the escarpment that looks over the Rift Valley, and you were going to go down toward the valley, the end of the Rift Valley, you'll see baboons on the, along the side of the road. They're just waiting for anyone to throw anything out. And they'll eat whatever is thrown out at them. And they're there begging, and you'll see them run into the middle of the road and grab the food and run back. That's the way the world feeds. How are you and I feeding? What's forming our thoughts? What's directing our lives? You know, they can be pretty stubborn animals. To visit flower farms in Ethiopia and Menagesha, and a French couple that lived in Ecuador and then moved to an open door to stay there in their guest house, Stefan and Armel Moltier, go there and the little guest house, which is separated from their house, and you get the buzzer and the call, it's time to have dinner, and one path up to the house, and there would be a baboon standing in the middle of the path. And I really wasn't ready to get into an argument with him, so I was sometimes a little late for the meal. But the question is, the Word of God talks about the things that hinder us. If we just a couple more minutes, I know our time is gone. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. You did run well. Who did hinder you? You should not obey the truth. In their case, it was the confusion of going back to the end of the law. For each of us, it's something, maybe something different. What are the hindrances in our life? What are the baboons in the way that are blocking us in our road toward getting home? Let's ask for help from above to overcome it. Just one last verse before we pray. In Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15. Verse 16. Their words were found and I did eat them. And their word was with me, the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God. Post. One last question before we're going to close in prayer because our time is up. I'm going to ask this brother, beloved to many of us, but the Lord now, when I was maybe 12 years old at a Des Moines conference, stood up in a meeting, and one thing I remember out of the meeting is Brother Clem said, have you ever read this book from cover to cover? Have you ever read the first verse of Genesis to the last book of Revelation? Last chapter of Revelation? And my answer then was no. The minute, brother, one time traveling to the western part of Canada, when in my work, and a brother who was a pilot for Air Canada at that time said, "You want to go along?" The next, we worked it out, and I could change my reservation. It's going from the same two cities, so it was before 9/11. It was possible to sit up in the cockpit. He could invite it. So I was sitting up in the cockpit, and all of a sudden, when we took off and we were flying toward Calgary. The problem was that this landing gear wouldn't come up. Well, it didn't make it in danger, but you don't fly very far with the landing gear down. It's a resistance. And so I noticed that he knew exactly what to do. He knew what the alternative thing was after he tried two or three times. He knew what the alternative was. And when things settled down and we were on the way, I said, how do you know what to do? He said, I've read the manual so many times. He said, it's never happened to me before, but I've read the manual so many times. So as we face life circumstances, we face the things that we need to each day, let's put up whatever those extra guardrails are, those extra wires, those extra things to block the thoughts that are not according to God's mind, not according to God's will. Bring those thoughts into the captivity of Him and have our eyes and our hearts focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave everything for us, who left us a perfect example, who in His face we long to see. We just pray. Blessed God and Father, Think of how the baboons act and how there are the attacks on the thoughts of each one of us. We've had thoughts before us. We've had the wonderful thoughts of the blessings which are ours in Christ. But we ask for help in bringing every thought into captivity, in casting down the imaginations of thoughts that are formed by the world around us, and having our thoughts formed by the Word of God, and protecting us from the attacks, whether it's the moral or the intellectual or whatever dangers there are that surround us and affect us. We just pray for those brethren, brothers and sisters, those children there too that need food, and that there would be a way that be able to find the answer. And just as we all need food, whether it's for the body or for the soul, we ask for provision for each one in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.